This is the Alleycast, FolkAlley.com's monthly podcast that features all of the newest material on the website. I'm Chris Boros. Thank you for downloading the Alleycast for April 2008. On this episode, we're going to listen to Folk Alley's exclusive in-studio session recordings with Diana Jones and Dave Cousins from the Straubs. Also, our special Live from Folk Alley concert recording with Bill Evans. Something a little different for you today, a little jazzy bluegrass concert that Bill Evans performed with Sam Bush. We'll hear a sample of that in this Alleycast. And also the open mic sounds of the Starlings. They are the featured open mic artists for the month of April. Let's get the Alleycast started with something from Diana Jones. She recently stopped in the Folk Alley studios to play us some songs, and you can listen to the full interview right now on FolkAlley.com, along with video that we shot in Studio C. Diana Jones was adopted as an infant and raised in New York, but left home at the age of 15 in search of her roots. Attracted to the music of people like Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, as well as contemporary artists like Emmylou Harris and Dolly Parton, it wasn't until she was reunited with her birth family and the music of the Eastern Tennessee Hills some years later that she discovered why that music had always moved her. Diana Jones talks about all of this in our exclusive interview with Jim Bloom, and we're going to listen to a song right now that she performed in our studios. This is Diana Jones, an exclusive Folk Alley recording of Pretty Girl.
This is Pretty Girl. Don't want to be a pretty girl. Don't want to work for tips and hurl myself across this sad dance floor. Don't want to be a pretty girl no more. Don't want to drink my drinks for free. Don't want to feel your eyes on me and be the reason for some fight. Don't want to be a pretty girl tonight. Don't want to let my hair fall down in time with that lonesome sound of the music when the night is through. Don't want to be a pretty girl for you. Girls like me don't stand a chance. We're left to fade in circumstance, living in the way of harm, not safe inside our mother's arms. Don't want to be a pretty girl. Don't want to work for tips and hurl myself across this sad dance floor. Don't want to be a pretty girl no more. Don't want to be a pretty girl no more. Don't want to be a pretty girl no more.
An exclusive Folk Alley recording of Pretty Girl from Diana Jones. Her latest album is called My Remembrance of You. I'm Chris Boros, and this is the Alleycast for April 2008. The Starlings are Folk Alley's featured open mic artists for this month. By the way, open mic is the portion of Folk Alley where anyone can upload his or her songs. And you can listen to five different songs right now from the Starlings on open mic. We're going to listen to a couple in this episode of the Alleycast. The Starlings just released their second album. They come from Seattle. The album's called Marveling the While. This is following their successful 2006 debut record called Songbook. The Starlings have shared prominent performances with the like of Todd Snyder, the Avid Brothers, Elin Jewell, and the Everybody Fields. This is a song the Starlings submitted to the open mic portion of FolkAlley.com, and it's called Honey Creek.
Set my pulse, yeah, the race is on. Steal my own horse, and the ride takes me down to Honey Creek, where the bed is drier than the words I cannot speak, and the Lord is here. Oh, can't you feel his love and light? Well, I saw him on the street, then I know I caught his eye. Well, I held on to his gaze beneath the beat of an August sky. And the day is long, long as a lover's sigh.
From Seattle, that's the Starlings. They submitted that song to the open mic portion of FolkAlley.com, and it's called Honey Creek. I'm Chris Boros. This is the Alleycast for April 2008. Dave Cousins from the Straubs recently stopped by the Folk Alley studios. He was on the road in a very intimate acoustic setting. It was just him and a guitar, a solo tour, and Dave has been performing for over 35 years and never has gone out on tour with just himself and a guitar. This is the first time in his career he's done it. He stopped by the Folk Alley Studios to talk about it and to talk about his brand new album called Secret Paths. I asked him about that record and why now he decided to go out on tour by himself.
I decided because I was going to do a solo tour that I ought to have an album that represented it. So I went into a studio with a fellow called Melvin Duffy, who plays pedal steel, lap steel. He also plays unbelievably good banjo and guitar. He's a phenomenal musician. His dad was a pedal steel player before him, so he grew up with the whole country music feel. But don't think pedal steel and think country, Dave's gone country, because it certainly isn't. It really just gives the atmosphere to the songs that you can't get with any other sort of instrument.
When you make a record like this and you go back through your catalog of all the songs you've written, how do you decide to pick which ones you want to do?
Well, I picked the songs that aren't available on CD at the moment. The first two CDs, Straubs and Dragonfly, have never been released on CD. Yes, there are bootlegs floating around.
Can we get you to do maybe one from one of those albums that is unreleased? Could you maybe do the I Turn My Face Into the Wind from the Dragonfly
record?
That
was from Dragonfly. It was written about being up on Rottenstall Moors near Barnsley in England. Went up there with a dear friend of mine, Danny Clark. It's one of the loneliest places you'll ever find, and the mist was hanging down low over the moors. And it was almost like Wuthering Heights, I suppose, and Heathcliff being up there on the moors. I wandered far onto the lonely moors. Sparse coarse tufts of grass reach out to trip me, and above my head the leaden clouds hung low as I turned my face into the wind. I huddled close against a tumbling wall, wrapped in a cloak to shield me from the bitter cold. The solitude weighed heavy on my mind as I turned my face into the wind. The mist rolled down across the countryside. I thought I heard the coastal siren sound as I turned my face into the wind. Tried to peer into the deepening gloom to glimpse a lighted window in the distance. Oh, but just too far to penetrate the rain as I turned my face into the wind. Yet somehow I sense her presence near, and tops of sheep's wool hanging from a gorse bush. It was though her hands were beckoning me home as I turned my face into the wind.
Dave Cousins performing I Turn My Face Into the Wind live in the Folk Alley Studios. Dave Cousins recently finished up a solo tour, and we're going to be listening to one more song that Dave played in our studios a little later on in this episode of the Alley Cast. If you'd like to listen to the full interview that I did with Dave, you can do that right now on the blog. Just go to the homepage of folkalley.com. Recently, a pretty interesting concert came to the neck of the woods of Folk Alley featuring jazz saxophonist Bill Evans along with Sam Bush on mandolin. Bill Evans is primarily known in the jazz world, but recently decided to put together this band called Soldgrass, and he's done a couple records featuring the combination of jazz and bluegrass. We're going to listen to about a 12-minute sample or so of that concert, and it'll be a song you probably know, written by Jeff Black, one of Sam Bush's most famous songs, if you will. Same Old River we'll hear from this concert. And if you'd like to listen to the full show, you can do that right now on the homepage of folkalley.com. It runs about 2 hours. I do warn you, it's pretty jazzy, pretty electric. But we got Sam Bush in there to help us out. Here's Bill Evans from the Soldgrass concert featuring Sam Bush on vocals and mandolin with Same Old River on the Alleycast from folkalley.com.
said I could be an Indian on a painted pony so fast. No one could ever catch me or get caught up in my past. I'd ride and cross many rivers, use many moons to tell the times. Then I'd tell all the young warriors, many moons ago this was mine, all mine. Same old river, same old sea, same old waters rushing over me. Same old moon, same old sun, same old race that we've always run. Same old race that we've always run. That I could be a pirate, well, I'd sail the ocean blue, way before the big liners started sailing there too. Well, I'd bury most of my treasure, so I would leave a big hole, and the only real sense of pleasure that I'd give is that sail free in my soul. Same old river, same old sea, same old waters rushing over me. Same old moon, same old sun, same old race that we've always run. Same old race that we've always. Christian Howe's on the violin. And I wish that I could be a slave, y'all. It doesn't really matter what kind. I'd sing a song for fallen angels, try and be free in my mind. Then when no one was looking, I'd drop my harvest plow.
I'd find my old contemporaries. I'd wipe the shame from their brow. Same old river, same old sea, same old waters rushing over me. Same old moon, same old sun, same old race that we've always run. Same old race that we've always run. We'll be right back. I could be an outlaw running from the laws of times. No vigilante against the seasons, but I can't help but rewind. I'd always keep my revolver steady and fast at my side, and I'd rob a train bound for glory, 'cause I thought I needed. Same old sun, same old race that we've always run. Same old race that we've always run. So many things I ain't ever done.
Something a little different for the Alley Cast. That's Bill Evans, jazz saxophonist. He brought that concert to the Kent Stage in Kent, Ohio, and FolkAlley.com was there to record it. It featured Sam Bush on mandolin, Joel Rasenblatt on drums, Richard Bona bass, Christian House fiddle, and Ryan Kavanaugh on banjo. You can listen to the full concert recording, almost 2 hours long, by going to FolkAlley.com right now, and then just go on over to the Live from Folk Alley section of the website. I'm Chris Boros, and this is the Alley Cast. We're going to listen to one more song from our featured open mic artist for April 2008 called The Starlings from Seattle. And this is a song they submitted to the open mic portion of Folk Alley called Silver Thread.
I'll show you where to start, I'll show you where to start. It's the land that knows me best, and the queen inside my chest has a heart with no defense, and the rules that make no sense down the standing dusty road. Oh, some say we are born one foot in the next world, held together by silver thread. Some say I'm a romance train going nowhere, but I tell you it takes a lot to get there. And I won't let you down, no, I won't let you down. I'll break my own heart if it gets you out of town. Oh, long, long the day, long the night. Tires that only spin, all the letters that I burn. heart of love, the bird with busted wing, all the ones that get away with everything. Oh, some say we are born one foot in the next world, held together by a silver thread. Some say I'm a romance train going nowhere, but I'll tell you it takes a lot to get there. And I won't let you down, no, I won't let you down. I'll break my own heart if it gets you out of town. Oh, long, long the day, long the night. Ooh, I don't know my own, I don't know my own, my own. Ooh, I don't know my own, I don't know my own, my own.
The Starlings and Silver Thread, a song you can listen to on the open mic section of FolkAlley.com, along with four more songs from the Starlings. They are Folk Alley's featured open mic artist for the month of April 2008. I'm Chris Boros. We're going to listen to one more segment from my exclusive interview with Dave Cousins from the Straubs. He was recently on a solo tour and stopped by the Folk Alley studios. The early Straubs material featured Sandy Denny on vocals. They made one album that was never officially released until years later, once the band had established themselves as more of a progressive rock band. I asked Dave Cousins about this, and I asked him if he remembered when he first saw Sandy Denny.
I went down to the Troubadour Coffee House in Earl's Court, and I heard this voice singing like an angel. And I went in through the door, and there was this girl in a white dress and a white straw hat playing a Gibson Hummingbird guitar, long blonde hair. I can still see her to this day. And after she'd finished singing, I went up and introduced myself. And I said, "What's your name?" She said, "Sandy Denny." I said, "Oh." And we got talking a bit. And then I said, flippantly, "Do you fancy joining the group?" And she said, "Who are you?" I said, "The Straubs." She said, "Yeah, all right." And people think there must have been some sort of courting process or something. It wasn't. We then went round to her flat the next couple of days later. And we literally sang from 8 o'clock at night till 7 in the morning. We enjoyed singing to one another so much. She started to sing some of my songs and I sang some of her songs and we just got on famously. Then we decided to make some demos, went down to Cecil Sharp House in the headquarters of the English Folk Dance and Song Society and started to sing these pop rock songs. And a friend of mine took the tape over to Denmark to play to a friend of his. Nobody in England was interested in the slightest. The Danish guy, Carl Emil Knudsen, phoned me up and said, "I want to sign the band to my label." That was Sonic Records in Denmark. We then went over and made the album, recording in a cinema during the day, and because they were showing a film at night. And we went off and played in Tivoli Gardens in Copenhagen in the Visa Vesterhus in the evenings. Just with Sandy, it was the only sort of string of gigs that we ever did. And I brought the acetate back of the album and Sandy brought one back. She played it to Joe Boyd and Joe Boyd said, "You don't want to be with that lot. Come and have a listen to Fairport Convention. They're much more for you." And so a couple of days later, Sandy phoned me up and said, "I've left the group." I said, "Well, you haven't even joined it yet." So the album didn't come out.
You wrote a song for Sandy called "Ringing Down the Years," which is on your new record, "Secret Paths."
Yeah,
you think we could hear that one?
Yeah, I wrote it several years after she died, and actually I was in Cleveland, Ohio, when I got the news that she'd died. And I was on a radio promotion tour promoting the album Deadlines. And I had to phone up Clive Davis and tell him I was going home for the funeral, and he wasn't very pleased about that. But I said, I'm terribly sorry, Clive, but I've got to go. I just can't carry on like this. I was in tears at the time. And the song, as I say, was written several years later. I can't remember now how much longer. But it's not a sad song about Sandy. It's a song that says really how lovely it was to have been working with somebody who, to my mind, was the best singer, female singer we ever had in England.
Southern comfort blues. The show went on to great applause, choking back the tears. As every word you ever sang came bringing down the years. Thank you. turn it face about. Who knows where the time goes when your time is running out. I know someday we'll meet again. I know just what I'll find. You'll taught the angels how to sing Georgia, Georgia on my mind. That certain sadness in your eyes, the secret of your smile. I've carried all these memories down, many's a weary mile. And every time I hear your name, my eyes moist up with tears. As every word you ever sang comes ringing down the years.
Dave Cousins and Ringing Down the Years, a song he wrote about Sandy Denny. That's a song that's also on his brand new solo album called Secret Paths. Dave Cousins just finished up a solo tour, and you can listen to my full interview with Dave. It lasts about 30 minutes or so, and you can check that out on the blog, which is right on the homepage of folkalley.com. You might have to scroll down a bit to find it, but it'll be there. I'm Chris Boros, and this is the Alleycast for April. Diana Jones recently stopped by Folk Alley as well. Lots of artists coming our way. She played some songs and spoke with Jim Bloom. You can listen to her full Folk Alley session recording right now. That's on the homepage of folkalley.com. Let's take a listen to one more song from Diana Jones, an exclusive in-studio session recording of her song called Pony.
When they saw in the papers, they didn't think I knew, didn't know I understood what they were told to do by some white men that came by the reservation one night. I've been in the state school for 10 years or so. Teachers do their rounds and they are mostly kind, you know. The language ain't the same. They cut my hair and changed my name. My daddy called me Pony. He loved me, I know. We went riding in the snow. Winter in Dakota, the hills are cold and white. I can't close my eyes and fix them plainly in my sight. I see them in my sleep through the window of my dreams. My daddy called me Pony. He loved me, I know. We went riding in the snow. Pony, Pony. Dark and still, if I listen with my heart, I can almost hear that name, hear it echo on the plain, hear him whisper, we can leave this world behind. Thank you. Mama came to visit, she said that's why he don't come around. But some things I know for sure, like it's 1924 and my daddy called me Pony. He loved me, I know. We went riding in the snow, Pony, 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 Pony.
Diana Jones recorded live in the Folk Alley Studios and her song called Pony. You can listen to the entire full Diana Jones session recording right now on the homepage of folkalley.com. I'm Chris Boros, and thank you so much for downloading the Alleycast for April 2008. Don't forget to check out all of the new content on the website, like the Diana Jones extra session recording, our Live from Folk Alley concert with Bill Evans, the great open mic material from the Starlings, and our Dave Cousins interview, which you can find on the blog. Thanks so much for downloading the Alleycast for April. I'm Chris Boros. Thanks for listening.